This is Dr. Masood Jha. I'm dictating. Patient's name is Michael Gow, G-O-W, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is 5/12/1945. Date of service is 4/24/2023. Mr. Gow is a very pleasant... ...77-year-old male with history of atrial fibrillation on anticoagulation with Eliquis, history of coronary artery disease, history of diastolic congestive heart failure, chronic kidney disease, diabetes mellitus, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, who was admitted to the hospital with complaints of fatigue and generalized weakness. Patient is a poor historian. He said that he's been having difficulty to ambulate for several months. Normally he ambulates with walker. He denies any complaints of any chest pain or shortness of breath. He denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea. He was seen in the emergency room. His troponins were negative. Chest x-ray demonstrated left pleural effusion. EKG showed AFib with PVC. Patient was admitted to the hospital. With generalized weakness. It was found that he has some element of congestive heart failure. Physical and occupational therapy was consulted. Patient also was consulted and seen by palliative care. Patient was continuing on his own medication. Physical therapy was ambulating the patient. Patient was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he does complain of weakness, denies any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, denies any back pain or pain in the legs, complaints of weakness in his legs. Past medical history has been significant for coronary artery disease, next atrial fibrillation, next diastolic congestive heart failure, next chronic kidney disease, next diabetes mellitus, next depressive disorder, next hyperlipidemia, next hypertension, next obstructive sleep apnea, next obesity, next benign prostatic hypertrophy, next degenerative joint disease. Past surgical history has been significant for joint replacement as well as eye surgery. Social history. He quit smoking some time ago. He does not use any alcohol currently, but he used to drink in the past. Allergies to simvastatin, olmesartan, Benicar, and trazodone. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denies any heaviness or pressure sensation, denies any palpitations. He does have history of coronary artery disease, also history of congestive heart failure and atrial fibrillation, history of hypertension and hyperlipidemia. Respiratory system, he denies any cough, denies any shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Does have history of recent left pleural effusion. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, complaining of generalized weakness, no history of TIE or CVA. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain off and on, complaining of generalized weakness. History of degenerative joint disease. All of the systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils were equal, round, and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart S1-S2 was audible, irregular rhythm. One plus pitting edema, both lower extremities. Respiratory system, denies any lungs were clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities. Minimal edema, both lower extremities. Neurological examination, patient awake and alert, moving all four extremities, no focal deficit. Impression. Number one, generalized weakness. Next, chronic diastolic congestive heart failure. Next, coronary artery disease. Next, atrial fibrillation. Next, diabetes mellitus. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, BPH. Next, depressive disorder. Next, obstructive sleep apnea. Treatment plan, patients admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. Will continue current medications. Will consult physical and occupational therapy. He was encouraged to eat better. Will monitor his progress. Continue other medications. Will monitor his progress. Will follow up on his workup. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Melva Warnock, Warnock. Melva, Melva. Date of birth is 9/2/1947. Date of service is 4/24/2023. Ms. Warnock is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She says that she's been doing well, continues to complain of pain. She says that she has been taking the pain medications. She denies any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. She denies any other complaints. Overall, she has been eating well. She says that she has been on the anxiety / depression medication from her previous physician and has been continued on it. She has been on Cymbalta as well as the Wellbutrin. And clonazepam that she uses for anxiety. She does use trazodone for insomnia. She denies any changes in her medications and during the recent hospitalization and would like to continue with her current medications. On examination, general appearance was normal, HEENT examination was normal, neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy, heart estimate 2 was audible, lungs was clear to auscultation, no rails, no wheezing, abdomen was soft, non-tender, ball sounds were positive, extremities left lower leg in cast. Impression number 1. Non-displaced fracture of the medial malleolus of the left tibia, left fibular fracture, lower end, next, malignant mesothelioma, it has exposed decortication and chemo, next, type 2 diabetes mellitus, next, major depressive disorder, next, anxiety, generalized anxiety disorder, next, hypertension, next, hyperlipidemia, next, insomnia, next DJD. Treatment plan, patient will continue current medications. She has been on antidepressants for quite some time. I would recommend continuing the same. Continue use the clonazepam for her anxiety. She uses the trazodone for her insomnia, which all would be continued. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. Next patient is Claudia Green, G-O-G-R-E-E-N. Claudia, C-L-A-U-D-I-A. Date of birth is 9/14/1952. Date of service is 4/24/2023. Miss O'Green is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She is complaining of some sinus congestion as well as drainage. Feels like it's going down into her chest. She denies any complaints of chest pain. She denies any shortness of breath. She does have some cough, but denies any productive phlegm. She denies any fever, denies any chills, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any body aches, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was unremarkable. Extraocular drainage, posterior pharynx was seen. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rales, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Impression. Number one. Allergic rhinitis. Next day, history of elevated ammonia level. Next, insulin requiring diabetes mellitus. Next, bipolar disorder. Next, hypertension. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, morbid obesity. Next, DJD. Treatment plan, discuss the patient about her symptoms. She is on claritin, which will continue with guanfacine twice a day. Continue other medications if her symptoms get any worse. May consider an antibiotic. Continue other medications. Will monitor her progress. Will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office. Period. End of dictation.